Right. And, you know, I've been to a lot of shows up in Chicago, living in Champaign, Illinois right now, and none are as memorable as this Pearl Jam show, mostly because the expectations that I had about the show actually weren't met. I went thinking I was going to have one experience and had a completely different one. And that difference has meant a lot to me related to the kind of the meaning of the show afterwards.
And meaning is a very, that's a word that gets us towards the book.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was thinking about. We were thinking about, you know, an experience that we had both had together that lended itself well to thinking through some of the concepts of this book. And this Pearl Jam show really does that in a lot of ways because of the emphasis on the sounds that were happening there, the people, the relationships, the place. Both the place being Wrigley Field is kind of a place in Chicago that a lot of people gravitate towards who are baseball fans. But also, and Kyle mentioned this, Eddie Vedder's kind of deep embedded histories that he had, familial histories with Chicago, with the baseball stadium. And
he called the stadium the crown jewel of the planet at one point. And he's kind of building up, saying this is not only one of my favorite cities to play in, but this is the crown jewel of the planet itself.
All right. At the risk of making this too much about Pearl Jam and not enough about ambient rhetoric, what was rhetorical about this experience? There was something about this experience that lended itself well, as we were both reading ambient rhetoric, to thinking through some of the concepts that Rickert introduces there, concepts like ecology, attunement, embeddedness, and just this idea of ambience itself, because that night it seemed like that the concert that we were experiencing was way more than just the typical experience of going and listening to, you know, a band that you like play songs.
Right. And it clearly wasn't rhetorical in kind of the classical sense of it, unless we're saying what were the rhetorical strategies that the band used to help us create the meaning that they wanted us to. I mean, that doesn't quite fit here. It's more complicated than that. There's histories and material and emotions and all these things that were in this big, crazy, messy ecology that led it to mean the experience that it meant for us.
Right. If anything, the rhetoric kind of inhered around this idea of expectations. Like, there were certain expectations about what seeing Pearl Jam at Wrigley Field would be like. Something else was going on that was causing us to have and react in certain ways. And certainly it wasn't just us. We were there being with thousands of other people with similar expectations, but also ended having an experience that couldn't have been anything else, but was completely different from what we expected.
Right. And that experience wasn't designed by anyone, right? That was undesignable. It was a sense of, if we can turn to some of the book's language, I think it was a sense of the world disclosing itself to us. And by the world, I mean all of those things we were talking about.